Hey guys, it's Afi, and this is day 18 of the 90 Confessions to Change Your Life audiovisual series. Today's confession is I overcame anyways. So what does that mean? It means that there are times in life when people will purposely create problems for you to make your life problematic. Yes, people do it. Unfortunately, people do it. And if you've been someone who has done that to someone else, I hope that this will help you to see this trend in a different light. And sometimes situations in life are unfair, and you feel like, how am I going to bounce back from this? I didn't ask for this. But you can overcome anyways. And I chose to use past tense in today's confession to encourage you to find examples of times in your life where you didn't have what you needed to succeed, let alone survive, but also to help you to start thinking like an overcomer. So the example that I want to use for today is a story from the Bible in Exodus 1. And before I actually read the passage or the scriptures that I want to point out, I want to put you in context of what how this led up to this particular passage. So there was a man named Joseph in the Bible. And he was sold into slavery. He was from a Hebrew family. I believe he was from a Hebrew family. He was sold into slavery by his brothers because of jealousy. And he wound up in Egypt. He, by some twisted turns of events, to include jail time, winds up being the number two person in all of Egypt, right under the Pharaoh. And because of his business acumen and his wisdom, he saves the entire country of Egypt from a severe famine that lasted for 7 years. So, how this plays out is that a lot of Hebrew and Israelite people came to Egypt because the famine also reached where they were. And so, not only his family wound up coming to him for survival, but people from this nation wound up coming to Egypt because Joseph had turned it into a place where people come to survive because of the famine. So here we are after Joseph dies. There's a Pharaoh that comes into power that doesn't care anything about what Joseph did. And so he says, he looks out over all of the people and he says, "Look, the Israelites have become far too numerous for us. Come, we must deal with them shrewdly," or some passages say wisely, "we must deal with them shrewdly, or they will become even more numerous. And if a war breaks out, they will join our enemies, fight against us, and leave the country." So they put slave masters over them to oppress them with forced labor, and they built Pithom and Ramses as store cities for Pharaoh. That's a lot of hard labor. But the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. So the Egyptians came to dread the Israelites and worked them ruthlessly. They made their lives bitter with harsh labor in brick and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their harsh labor, the Egyptians worked them ruthlessly. So here we have an example where a leader decides that the people who he is ruling, he's imagining it in his mind. It hasn't happened, but he's imagining in his mind how to make life miserable for them so that they won't even think about overthrowing him. So he's creating problems for these people, right? So I chose this particular passage because I feel like I can relate. I can't tell you how many, well, I can tell you how many times, but there have been, it's been more than one instance in my time, for instance, in the military, where I feel like people who I worked under, so to speak, or people that I did work under treated me almost like a threat. Like instead of mentoring me or giving me what I needed to succeed for the job because I work for them, right? If I look good, they look good. That's what you would think, right? But instead of helping me, instead of mentoring me, they purposely left me out of loop on things. They didn't give me the information that I needed. And then, when I did fall on my face, or when I did do something wrong, then it became, well, why did you do this? Why, how did you come to that conclusion? And blah, 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 blah. And it just makes you think, well, why would you need to do that if I work for you? How can I outshine you if you outrank me? You've been in this job longer and I work for you. Doesn't it make you look bad if I look bad? That's what you would think. So if you can relate to this, if you can relate to this, maybe it's not A job situation. Maybe it was one or two instances on the job, but maybe if it's just in life, you feel like you've had instances where people have done this to you, or maybe you are in a situation where you feel like the person who should or could be helping you is purposely doing things to make you look bad, to take away what it is that you need to succeed and thrive and do the things that you want and need to do. I want you to confess this. I overcame anyways. I overcame anyways. Because when you actually do overcome, you will see the Lord's hand at work clearly in your life. You can't control what someone in power over you does, but you can look to the Lord to help you to overcome. So until the next time, remember to confess your way to success. And today I want you to confess, I overcame anyways.